Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Eric, tell the people what's good, man.
Episode 19, last second shot, state tournament time, baby. Regional finals tomorrow. I'm Eric Thomas, this is Darren Clore. That's all they need to know.
You already know what it is, man. Hey, real quick. If you're listening right now, hello, happy Wednesday, happy hump day. Hey, hump day, my off day tomorrow. Hey. But, hey, if you're listening real quick, we just want to thank you real and say thank you for tuning in with us. We got a faithful listening, man. And not too long ago, we reached 2,000 listeners. And I just want to thank everybody who tunes in every week, man. We didn't stunt on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Once we reached the 2,000 listeners, you know, we've accomplished things before, so we don't just, you know, whatever. But yeah, you know what it is, man. We here live. Hey, it's been a real exciting opening round of regionals. A few of my picks, actually two of my Class A picks for the Breslin are out. I'm remaining with two, one being Cousin O, the other being D. Southfield Lathrop Senior High School. But, hey, man, one time for Mona Shores, man. Mona Shores taking out Grand Rapids South Christian. It's too many religious schools in Grand Rapids. I was talking with Eric, man, and I get so confused. But shout out to Winston, man. Eliza Winston hits the game-winning layup off of a Jordan Walker steal and lob pass. They get a bomb. You feel me? Like, Mona Shores is trying to get to the dance.
Hey, you know, they're trying to boogie a little bit like everybody else, but it wasn't South Christian, bro. It was Grand Rapids Christian. I know. It's, like you said, a lot of religious schools over there in Grand Rapids. Like, I don't know how to keep up.
Okay. It's really hard. I'm not going to hold you guys up. It's really hard for me. And even as somebody who covers, you know what I'm saying, girls basketball religiously, I'm talking about, like, in the middle of me talking to Eric yesterday, I was like, wait. Who are we talking about? Man. But, man, shout out to Mona Shores, man. They definitely got the job done. They performed big. That's a comeback win, and winning in overtime.
Oh, yeah, overtime win, you know. And their two-star players really stepped up to the task, scoring, you know, 57 out of 61 points. 32, like Darren eloquently stated, and Walker with 25. You know, two killers. You know, they may not be able to ride them like that throughout the whole tournament, but for one game, in a game like that, those two killers will put you over the top.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, it's so interesting. We keep talking about Mona Shores and how they, you know, I looked at Mona Shores before the bracket, before we did our initial preview. I said Mona Shores has what it takes to get to the Breslin. Mona Shores has that spark that it takes to get to the Breslin. But you look at Mona Shores, and you see a team that has two players who are gonna be playing going on a huge stage. If they keep on going like they're going right now, they're gonna be on ESPN. You know, and when you have two players like that, where you can say like, yeah, they're gonna make some money off of this, maybe. That's it's tough to beat that. The only team in sports, in basketball in Michigan that I know that messed that up was Lathrop when they had Chappelle and yeah, never mind. I don't want to go down that road anymore. But yeah. Yes, sir. Hey, man, real quick, we're going to drop another bomb because Bay City John Glenn gets over the hump of Frankenmuth in overtime. Bay City John Glenn, definitely my favorites for the Class B title. I just don't think it's really another Class B team that is gonna stop them. Frankenmuth definitely put up a valiant effort from you know what I've seen and read. Couldn't be at that game, but Bay City John Glenn is for real, and they proved it. You know they went out there and proved it. Like you know. We're ready to win now. And, you know, Class B is a dogfight. Class B is an absolute dogfight. But, you know, Bay City John Glenn looking like the 26th Class B champions. I'm not going to crown them, you know what I'm saying, like I've already done a certain Class A team. But, you know, Bay City John Glenn looking just like champions look, you know what I'm saying, when they made up their mind. And it's going to be interesting to see them, you know, if they can pull out the regional and get to the quarters and then eventually get to the Breslin. That's going to be a show.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a show. They're more, you know, one of the more entertaining teams to watch. Probably the most entertaining team to watch this season, you know. You know, the ball handling and the scoring ability and playmaking ability of Martinez and the shoot of everybody else on the perimeter and, you know, Cassidy, you know, being steady down low. You know, they have a great mixture, and they're my favorite too to win it all this year. So, if they get to the Breslin, you know, I think they will cause a lot of problems with teams.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's oof. That's you know, all year I've been trying to draw a comparison for who this Bay City John Glenn team reminds me of. And you know what I came to the conclusion of?
What was that?
They don't remind me of any other team, high school team that I've seen ever in the state. They just don't. But, you know, when you look at them play, and this is going to be a lofty comparison here, but remind you, I'm not saying that they're this team. I'm just saying when you watch them play, if you drew a comparison, just to draw a comparison and how they attack the game, they remind you a lot of now I don't want to say it because people are going to attack me for this one. They remind you a lot of the Minnesota Lynx. Before they got Maya Moore, or before Maya Moore's ascension, okay?
I see what you're getting at there. I see it.
I'm glad I'm not alone on this one. At least somebody understands what I'm saying.
It's just so fluid,
and they share the sugar, as Clark Kellogg said on NBA 2K. They share the sugar, man. They everybody gets it done. I'm really excited to see them go far into the playoffs.
Yeah. It's gonna be interesting.
Definitely. Hey, and real quick, we just got to get a couple things worked out. Producer telling us to take a little music break here. So, we're going to take a little quick 30-second break, and then we're going to be back, and we're going to hop more into the show. And I'm better. My brother Eric is back with us as well, man. Just had to pay, you know what I'm saying? Well, we didn't really pay any bills because it wasn't a real commercial break. Just had to talk with our producers, get a couple things worked out. A little back end stuff. Hey man, so let's do this for the people. Two of our Class A picks are eliminated, as I've said earlier in the show. They're gone. Caboodle. We were wrong. Doesn't happen a lot for me. But
I hear you go.
Man, you better listen to me now. But okay, so in the regionals, I'm gonna pick the regionals in Class A that I'll predict, okay? And then you can go ahead and pick the ones that you want to predict.
Okay.
So the regional finals are tomorrow, everybody. I'm going to start off with Region 4, Southfield Lathrop versus King. I got Lathrop. Winning by about 8 points or so. I think Lathrop is going to be a lot for King to handle, especially on the boards. I think they're going to have a little bit of trouble rebounding. Lathrop is just focused right now. Lathrop is focused. And, you know, what's ironic about this is, you know, King stood in the way of Lathrop's last championship. So, it's only fitting that you know, they would have to play King in this regional final. Okay. Ooh. Okay. I'm going to go with another region that I'll pick, and then I'll let Eric pick. I am going to I'm choosing between Warren Cousin and Marion or Norville and Mercy. Okay, Norville and Mercy, I have Norville winning and advancing to the quarterfinals to play whoever beats Cousin O and Marion, whoever wins that game.
Okay. Now, come up with two picks of my own. I'm going to go with the one you just spoke of, Warren Cousin O and Marion. And I got Marion by about six. I mean, not Marion, but Cousin O.
I was about to say, whoa, you changing your pick?
No. I got Cousin O by about six. I think that beast known as Kiara Fletcher is due for a big one. You know, she hasn't had a big one so far because, you know, with the ease of Cousin O's game so far. But I think this is one where she's not going to be able to, you know, pull a Steph Curry, quote-unquote, and sit on the bench in the fourth quarter and chill. I think this is one she's going to have to play, and I think she's going to be up for the challenge. And I think Cousin O pulls this one out by six. And the other one I'm picking, Mona Shores in Hudsonville. Yeah, I'm going with Mona Shores. I'm going to rock that wave, you know. And, you know, Darren picked Grand Rapids Christian as his fourth Class A team for the Final Four. I had Caledonia, got eliminated by Christian. But my second choice, the one I was fighting so hard on this, with this fourth pick because of Mona Shores. You know, no disrespect to Grand Rapids Christian, I considered them too, but the two teams I was fighting for.
That's just a tough little bracket to be in.
It is. And I think Mona Shores advances to the quarterfinal round of this bracket by seven.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Two more left.
I mean, and what we didn't talk about in our opening sequence is, Saginaw Heritage winning by five against Marquette. Man. And it's weird. I don't know why Marquette would be playing at Gaylord. I think that's where that regional is. That it just doesn't make sense. They came from the Upper Peninsula. It just seems like there should be something better suited for them, but whatever. But
I mean, it was a quote unquote non-traditional region. You know, both games are at two different sites.
Sure.
You know,
cool.
Hey, as long as I said quote unquote.
Sure. Saginaw Heritage, Lapeer, and St. John in Marquette. Which one seems out of place here? Whatever. but, you know, Heritage won by five. Now, I don't know. I've never seen Marquette play. Never, ever. They were 21-3, so, you know, they had to be doing something right. You know, Heritage 22-1 squeaks by. You know, they go against the St. John's team, who's been advertised as very good. You know, I can't confirm those advertisements. I haven't seen them play either. I have read up on them a lot. And I'm going with Saginaw Heritage because I did say whoever won between them and Midland Dow would probably boogie to the Breslin. And so I have them winning.
Okay. By how much, though?
Man, Heritage games are so unpredictable. They're either winning by 40 or scoring 30 points out of the whole game and winning by three. Give me Heritage by five.
Predict East Lansing and Jackson Northwest. Heard a good amount about Jackson Northwest. Heard they were decent. Haven't seen them play, you know. I'm not frequently in the Jackson area. So, you know. But
that's what you want, Sean Reeves.
Anyway, I have seen East Lansing play. That's Darren's time right there, East Lansing. But anyway.
Chill.
I've seen them play, and they can be explosive at times. And I think that they'll be explosive again tomorrow night against Jackson Northwest. I got East Lansing pulling away in the end by about 10.
For sure. Hey, real quick. Hey, I see we have a caller. Hey, if you don't want to talk, just don't say anything and stay on the line and listen. But we gonna go to our caller on the line. Yo, 248-974, what's good? Okay, they don't want to talk. It's cool. It's cool. Nah, you be having to say that because you'll go to the line and people will hang up. Like, yeah, nah, I'm good. But, hey, so, yeah, I got East Lansing winning that one, too. So, if I have to update my final four here, I have Lathrop and Cousin, though, because I think, okay, and just to finish off our regional predictions, I think Ann Arbor Huron squeaks by Bedford, and they end up seeing Lathrop in the quarters. Lathrop beats them. Okay, you know, Lathrop won that battle earlier this year. If it's not broke, don't fix it. I have Port Huron Northern winning against Heritage. Okay, against Fenton. They play Heritage. Port Huron Northern shoots the ball at a very high rate, a very, very high rate. I'm going to go with Heritage to get to the Breslin. Cousin O is going as well. And, wow. East Lansing versus Mona Shores in the quarters. I have East Lansing. East Lansing gets a home game at the Breslin.
Okay. I can see that. I'm going to differ with you on that, though. I'm going to go with Mona Shores winning over East Lansing in the quarters. I'm going to differ with you on that. I'm going to just ride that Winston Walker wave. But
Okay.
But I got Lathrop, Heritage as well.
Okay.
people don't try to read into that, but I got Cousin O outgoing, obviously. And
All right, so that's our four for Class A. And listen, so If you've been following, me on Twitter, man, you just see that as a fun. It's not set in stone, man. Anybody can get it on any given night. I just happen to love Southfield Lathrop. I'm sticking with my pick that they're going to win. We've talked about our Class B predictions on who's going to win. Now, as far as Class B goes, one of my picks was eliminated in Williamston. They went down. That's tough. Man, so we have to replace them at the Breslin, okay? That's the only replacement we have to do so far.
Right.
Who do you think takes that spot?
South Christian, the team that beat them.
Ooh. Grand Rapids, South Christian.
South Christian.
Okay.
Hey, hold on. Before we move on. Can somebody explain to us why are there so many religious schools in Grand Rapids?
I think it's a beautiful thing that there's so many, but, man, that city's not that big.
It's a beautiful thing. We don't think it's bad. We're not trying to badmouth or whatever. We're just trying to figure out why there's so many because it's too hard to keep track.
It's really hard. So my four still stands as Grand Rapids Catholic Central. I'm just going to go through the regionals. Okay, I have Grand Rapids Catholic Central winning theirs. Marshall winning their regional. They meet Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Grand Rapids Catholic Central is going to win that quarterfinal and go to the Breslin. You can put me down for that. I have Manistee winning their regional. And then I have Bay City John Glenn winning their regional. As you know, I picked Bay City John Glenn in that quarterfinal. Manistee is tough. Bay City John Glenn is going to have a good match against them. But obviously Bay City John Glenn is my state champion pick. So, you know. Whew. Robichaud versus Flat Rock. That's tough. That's going to be a tough game. And I don't understand why they're in the Tecumseh region. Like, that's ridiculous. Because I really want to see this game, but I'm not going to Tecumseh. I have Flat Rock winning by 4. And then they see Grand Rapids South Christian. I have Grand Rapids South Christian winning. Flint Powers versus Country Day. As you all know, I picked Country Day to go to the Breslin, so I have them winning. Mumford, I have Mumford, the PSL team from the city, going to the quarterfinals over Harper Woods or Chandler Park Academy. And I have them losing to Country Day, and Country Day going to the Breslin. But, man, that's big for Mumford. That's a really big step in the right direction. And honestly, Mumford played Country Day tough earlier in the year.
Yeah, they did.
That's one of Mumford's four losses. Yeah. Now I don't believe in moral victories. I don't believe in them at all. And that's a hint for anybody who's going to be playing with us this summer. I don't believe in it at
more
all.
More on that later.
But you know. A 52-42 win for Country Day last time they saw Mumford. Mumford was really in that game, and you know, Country Day pulled away. But if you're Mumford, you have to feel good. If you beat Chandler Park, you have to feel good about your matchup abilities with them going into that quarterfinal. And when all you need is one game. I mean, don't count Mumford out. Like I said, I think Country Day is going to win that game. I'm putting myself on record saying they're going to win that game. But don't count Mumford out for one moment. They're tough.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're tough. They're scrappy. They're going to play hard. And like Darren said, you know, to be in the game with Country Day when a lot of people thought, you know, it wasn't going to be, you know, that much of a game, you know, to hang with them tough towards the end, you know, Country Day obviously ended up pulling away. But that gives you some confidence, you know, and I think they're going to have that confidence coming in. And when you're a team that has really nothing to lose, hey, that's big.
Going into a game that you're quote unquote supposed to lose, man, you see some crazy things happen.
Some very crazy things happen.
All right, so the class everybody's been waiting for that we were stuck during our preview. We couldn't pick. So I have Liggett beating Adrian Madison. They see Ypsilanti, they're going to end up seeing Ypsilanti Arbor Prep in the quarterfinal. Whew. Arbor Prep wins that game. It's going to be close, though. Ithaca is probably going to beat Reese in their regional. I have Flint Hammondy beating Sandusky because they've been shrieking through their playoffs, if Flint Hammondy has. I have Hammondy back at the Breslin. Calumet and St. Ignace. This is where me and Eric are split.
No, we're not split. I went St. Ignace, too. I just don't think they're going to win it.
I thought you went.
No, I didn't go Calumet. I went St. Ignace.
Sure?
St. Ignace is in my
four. Not lying?
No, St. Ignace is in my four. I'm not lying.
Eric, are you lying to me?
In my four. No, I'm not. St.
Okay.
Ignace is in my four. I just don't have them winning the title.
St. Ignace boogies to the court. St. Ignace boogies to the quarterfinal. They see McBain. I think McBain beats Traverse City. St. Ignace boogies on to the Breslin as well. And then we have Niles Brandywine versus Goebbels. I've never seen Goebbels play. I've watched Niles Brandywine. I'm picking Niles. Which, oh, there's a transfer that is coming as well. We'll talk more about that later. And then we have Kent City versus Grand Rapids Covenant. Flip of a coin here. I don't know much about either team, to be honest with you. But either way, I have Niles Brandywine in my final four. and I still have St. Ignace winning it. Because whenever they get to the Breslin, they just – I think they took one loss at the Breslin. Yeah, I don't have – St. Ignace is not losing.
We don't have the records in front of us, but it's no more than two, I don't think.
I remember for sure that one loss at the Breslin that I seen them take. And listen, man, it's not going to be easy for them to beat Calumet. Calumet is 23-0. They won the overtime game, man, against Nagani. And I just think St. Ignace
is
that team. They are. They are. But St. Ignace, man, they're like it's hard to explain. They're just that little team that gets there, man, and they know what to do once they get there. And it's ironic because this regional is in Marquette. But Marquette couldn't play their regional anywhere near Marquette. The irony. I love the MHSAA. Shout out to them.
That damn MHSAA.
Hey, this is a family show. You can't just say that D word.
You know what? Look. It's family, but it's PG. I can get away with that. I looked up
PG?
The SEC. I looked up the SEC handbook this morning.
You're going to give our producers a headache, man. All right, so Class D, where I'm rolling with Waterford of Our Lady Lakes to win the whole thing here. I'm not going to pick Class D. I'm not picking these regionals. My two picks are Bay City All Saints to meet Waterford of Our Lady Lakes in the quarterfinals. Waterford, yeah. Our Lady Lakes gets there. I'm not picking anything else. Like, that's just, you know, I'm really humble enough to admit when I don't know. And with Class D, I have no idea. And I'm not going to front like I do, like some people out here. You know. Never mind.
Too deep for the intro.
Too deep for the intro. We in the middle of the show. Man, real quick, if you're listening right now, this is the Last Second Shot Podcast, episode 19. I want to thank each and every listener that we have right now. If you're listening on iTunes, shout out. Make sure you subscribe to us. It's all love. All right, man. So real quick, what matchup are you looking forward to most?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Matchup I'm looking forward to most. Well, I'm gonna eliminate, you know what I'm saying, being that I'm a graduate of a certain school. You know, y'all might have heard of it, but never mind. I'm not gonna get into it. But I'm not gonna pick that game. I'm not gonna give everybody the obvious choice. The one I'm looking forward to most.
Come on. Dang, it's not
that hard. All right, I'll go with the St. Ignace Calumet, dog. The two defending champs, one from Class B in St. Ignace last year and Calumet C, you know. I have, like you, I have St. Ignace winning it, but that's going to be a very, very interesting match.
All right. Great pick. Me, I'm a graduate from this school, and I don't care. Lathrop versus King is going to be the place to be tomorrow, man. And real talk, it's really the place to be because you have a team with one loss. Then you have another team with three of them, but three very good teams. I might add two who are going to be at the Breslin. Actually three that are going to be at the Breslin: Grand Rapids Catholic Central, Detroit Country Day, and Bay City John Glenn. Three of our four picks in Class B. I think that's the matchup I'm looking forward to most. If we're talking about what game is going to be really good as far as matchups go, Flat Rock versus Robichaud is going to be really good. Flat Rock is one of those teams where they're just building. Last year they got as far as they've ever been in the tournament, which was the regional final. This year they're right back there going against a Robichaud team that's got a shot in the arm with the return of Kamaria McDaniels. They still have Caleb Brown, you know, but, you know, what are we going to see? You know what I'm saying? What are we going to see? How is Flat Rock going to attack Robichaud? How is Robichaud going to combat? It is really, those are kind of some questions that you just don't know the answers to. You feel me? You just don't know how Flat Rock will try to attack Robichaud. Because Flat Rock, I mean, I don't know if they've, you know, just randomly drove to some Robichaud games, but it's not like last year where Flat Rock was at like two or three events that Robichaud was at. And, you know, they could see it up close and personal and see what works, see what doesn't work. You know, I'm pretty sure they've done some type of scouting, but it's going to be interesting to see, man.
It is going to be interesting to see. And, you know, speaking of interesting matchups, I'm going to throw a random question out here.
Okay.
You know how we do all these, you know, throwback lists and everything.
For sure.
What is in the last, I'll make it easy, in the last 5 years, most interesting tournament game you've been to?
All right, repeat the question.
In the last 5 years, what's the most interesting state tournament game you've been to?
Don't make me answer that question.
Don't
make me answer that. Okay. The last 5 years, and I've mentioned, I've talked about this game before on air, and I almost cried. I don't know why I almost cried, because, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm not a part of the team, but, you know, we just didn't have many opportunities to celebrate championships at Lathrop, so whatever. Renaissance versus Southfield Lathrop 2011.
Man, you about to make me cry.
Man, that one still hurts. Length of the court, you know, I forget however many seconds left. Floater, Renaissance wins the game. And I believe that was like the fourth straight year we had lost to Renaissance. Third or fourth straight year, and it hurt. It hurt to see my classmates, and it just but it was a good game. It was a good game. I mean, now, and I'm speaking because at that time I was a student and my only perspective was a fan. But looking back on it now, that it was just was a great game. Two great coaches and Diane Jones, Coach Marshall, and you know, just great players, like a very good core of players. You had Asia Boyd on that Renaissance team, who, you know, went on to play at Kansas, and she's overseas playing pro right now. And then you had, you know, a crazy team for Lathrop. That was a great game. And in the last 5 years, that's my top game in the state tournament.
Okay, that's a good one, even though, you know, that's a very bad memory. Anyway. I'm going to go to 2011 as well, but not
okay.
I'm going to go with the quarterfinal, Inkster versus Pershing.
Ooh.
You know, a bevy of talent, you know, a couple Miss Basketball candidates, a few of them actually in that game, several Division I players ranging from Caprice Dennis and Crystal Bradford to Kelsey Mitchell and Jasmine Bracey.
The other Kelsey
Mitchell. Is a hot one. All right, bro. We're going to – come on. Not on the show, bro. Come on, man.
She's the other Kelsey Mitchell. The one who went to – you know, the other one. The one who went to the school in Ann Arbor, not the one who's at Ohio State. We have to actually verify that.
All right, man. Anyway. I think that game, I mean, it was a high-paced, high-scoring game. I mean, a lot of plays. I mean, I think Caprice Dennis had about 24 in the first quarter and a half. I mean, really got on a tear. I think she had about four or five threes within that time span. I think she ended up with like 30. Because, you know, Inkster really, you know, clamped down in the second half on defense and really pounded the ball down low to their bigs. And in a game where, you know, current L.A. Sparks player Crystal Bradford fouls out, you know, Inkster just keeps the ship going. And, you know, rise their bigs to a 5-point victory. You know, I think the score was like 80 to 75 or something around that range. So it was a high-scoring game, and the crowd – was crazy for both sides, for Pershing and for Inkster. It was at Callahan Hall. All
right, I'm going to say
this. It was all around great game.
I'm going to say this, and I don't care. People have already probably called me biased, and I've said this to Eric before. Actually, I've asked Eric this question, but I'm just going to go on record and say this. If that Lathrop team beats Renaissance in 2011, they beat Inkster. There, I said it. There, I said it. Ah. It feels so good. It's really like a relief. I said it. Oh my God.
I'm not gonna give my opinion on that because I'm not
scared of being called biased.
I'm not scared of being called biased because if I would have, I would say what I feel, and you know, you already know how I am, but
it's a lot of
as a
Lakers,
you know, because the matchups is crazy, and that's why I'm just hesitating to even, you know, go that far to say who will win. I really don't know. Like, I can't even say Inkster wins. I can't say Lathan wins. I really don't know.
You're being too diplomatic. You're like when Eric Mangini was on First Take, and he just used to try to be the voice of reason between Skip and Stephen A. Like, Jesus.
As a grad, from a fan's perspective, you know what I'm saying, being a student at that point in time, yeah, I think Lakers would have won that game had they beat Renaissance.
Give me Coach Eric. Give me Coach and Journalist Eric.
Coach and Journalist Eric says, I don't know.
Shout out to that Easter team, though. They're really one of the best teams like I've ever seen play. So I don't want to take anything away from them. But, man, I was praying for that matchup in 2011. I was praying to see it. Anyway. And that's probably
one
of the – okay. We're going to talk about this next week. That's one of the matchups, one of the better matchups that was supposed to happen that didn't happen. We'll talk more about that next week, about those matchups where you was like, oh, my God, it's going to happen, and then somebody just decided to ruin it. all right. So with that being said, you know, we talked about the best team, you know, or the best matchups that we've seen in the state tournament. What game or a particular game did you see in the tournament that you think is more so underrated? Not necessarily the best game that you've seen, but it was just a great game that nobody talks about.
You talking about period or?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the tournament.
Like this year or just period ever that I've seen?
In the tournament, period.
Okay, period.
Jesus Christ.
Tournament games. Hey, anyway. That nobody talks about that much. My senior year in high school, Callahan Hall, there was this freshman named Sierra Rice. I think y'all heard of her. But, you know, Grosse Pointe South, quarterfinal matchup at Callahan, like I said, against the captains of Waterford Kettering. Both fan bases showed up, and it was crazy. You know, Callahan's kind of cozy. You know, the fans are kind of on top of you a little bit. You know, it's one of the things I love about Callahan. You know, like I said, the fan base showed up and showed out. The team showed up and showed out. And you saw, you know, I kind of want to use this phrase, but I can't think of any other phrase. A star being born in Sierra Rice. I mean, she was coming of age in that tournament. And as a freshman, to lead her team a victory, a kind of close victory. At that, against a junior, senior, late in Waterford Kettering team, it was just phenomenal. It was a good game. It was back and forth, and both teams were. It was not a slow game, but not a fast-paced game either. It was a nice balance of the two. Yeah, both teams were patient, moving the ball, but ran when they could.
I'm going to go 2013. This is actually at the Breslin. Liggett, you know, just had graduated their best player, what many consider their best player ever, in Madison Rostovsky, missed basketball the year before. And funny that there's another freshman. This might have been 2014. Ooh, take that back. No. It's 2013. It's the 2013 season. There are a few years removed from Madison Rostovsky. And she, there's another freshman named Nia Ahart going against St. Ignace in the semifinal, the state semifinal, starting point guard for her team. I mean, but outside of that, you had Lola Rostovsky.
That was 14.
Was it 14?
That was 14.
Okay, so yeah, 2014. I knew I was right. All right, so 2014, you have Nia Ahart. It's the 2013-2014 season. All right, I'm not crazy. you have Nia Ahart. You have Lola Rostovsky. You have Jessica Rotzel, who's just coming of age as a sharp shooter. And St. Ignace, and this is the first time I saw St. Ignace, and this is why I think so highly of them. St. Ignace countered all of that with, girls who weren't going to play in the Division I game. I mean, and pulled out a close one. I mean, I think Nia Ahart ended up with like 14, 16, and I mean, she really, really showed people why she was that type of prospect. I mean, she put a defender on her butt with the crossover. Like, that real life happened. That's my pick for that game.
Okay.
Man, hey, and like I said, if you're listening right now, this is Last Second Shot Podcast, episode 19. Hey, me and Eric, we are, if you listen to one of our earlier shows, we mentioned this summer we're coaching One Nation, the middle school group, Globe on Fire. if you know any young ladies, 6th through 8th grade who are trying to get down, get better, telling them to meet us at the historical Southfield Lathrop Senior High School on 12 Mile and Evergreen this Saturday, 2:30 to 4:30.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
Bring a hard work ethic, you know what I'm saying, and your skills, and we're going to get down, It's only one tryout.
I hate to bring this up, but it's a $10 tryout fee.
It costs to do business.
Please, don't be afraid to come out though.
And it's a one time. It's only one tryout session, y'all. So, I'm so excited about this summer. Y'all just don't know. Y'all thought we had some crazy stories on our earlier podcast. We really gonna have some after this summer, especially at Boo Williams. y'all, Eric. You.
Oh my god. Look, at a later date, we'll let you in on why I'm laughing so hard right now. At a later date.
I'm not late. I'm not letting anybody in on anything because I just love Boo Williams. Anyway, we getting into our last second shots, man. Eric, what's good?
Oh, man, last second shots. One, you know, good luck to everybody tomorrow. I hope everybody had a good practice tonight. Sincerely, I do. And good luck to everybody tomorrow. And, you know, everybody stay healthy, rest up, you know, and give it your all. This is a tournament time. So this is the time, if any, to give everything you have. Two, rest in peace to Jim Richter. I didn't know him personally, yeah. Never met him. But it seems like, you know, he had a he touched a lot of people and had a big influence on a lot of people in this basketball community here in Michigan. So our hearts and prayers go out to his family as they get through this. You know, so rest in peace to Jim Richter. And on a lighter note, you know what? I'm going to do something real reckless right now.
Oh, God.
Well, not too reckless. We're not going to get canceled. We're not going to get canceled. But I'm going to announce my Women Crush Wednesday on the show, though. So, hey, LaChyna Robinson, if you listening.
Wow.
That's good. I'm just saying what's up.
Wow.
What up, though? What kind of Robinson is out there listening right now?
I'm about to mute you. I'm really about to mute you. Oh, man. Real quick, last second shot. Salute to everybody listening right now. If you're listening live, we love you. If you're listening through iTunes, we love you. If you're listening on demand, we love you. If you're not listening, you're hating, we still love you. Shout out to everybody participating in the regional final tomorrow. Man, this is where diamonds are made. Pressure makes diamonds, and tomorrow some diamonds are going to be made. Some pipes are going to be bust with that same pressure. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just excited to watch it all go down. I'm really excited to see how this plays out tomorrow. Also, like every week, man, I just want to remind y'all coaches who listen, y'all are really important in the lives of these student athletes. So shout out to y'all because sometimes it just really don't feel like that pay that high school coaches get is really cutting it. You know what I'm saying? It sometimes it don't feel like it's worth it with all the problems that it comes with it. But man, y'all stick through it, and shout out to all of y'all. Also, you know what? In light of Eric announcing his Woman Crush Wednesday, I just want to say hi to my wife, Nyel Ivy. I know a lot of y'all didn't know we was married, but it's true. Been married for some years now. You know, been married for some years now. She even tweeted me once, so you know it's official.
Bro, producers, mute this fool right now, man.
Man, we out, though, man. Holla at us next week on Wednesday. We're going to be right back here to talk about the regional final results. And actually, on next Wednesday, we'll even be talking about who's actually going to the Breslin, because those quarterfinals are going to be on Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, man, we're going to have a loaded show for y'all next week. I love all of y'all. Be safe until next time. We out. Cuckoo.
When you are a guard and you can pull off a dirt, there is very little that can be done with you.
Okay.
And that is the case with Stephen Curry. If he's missing shots, he's missing. But when he's missing, right now, Stephen Curry is the best shooter in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Please.